Friends and family are mourning the death of respected business leader, changemaker and philanthropist Tom McBride. The beloved husband, father and papa, died May 4 following a lengthy battle with cancer. He was 72. A celebration of life is scheduled for later today, May 9, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Barry Country Club, located at 635 Street Vincent Street N. For more information, click here. McBride, who moved to Barry in 1977, was well known around Barry for his involvement in a variety of initiatives and organizations, including as the president of the Barry Chamber of Commerce, a member of Planned Giving Council of Simcoe County and Advocus Canada, from which he received the National Quality Award. He also served as chairperson of the capital campaign for Gilda's Club Simcoe Muskoka and helped raise $3.5 million for the organization, which helps people living with cancer. McBride played an integral role in bringing the McLaren Art Center to what it is today as president of its board of directors. He also served as chairperson of the Georgian College Board of Governors and was active in politics, having served as president of the Federal Liberal Riding Association from 2004 to 2007, running two campaigns for late MP and MPP Aileen Carroll and three successful election campaigns for Barry Mayor Jeff Lehman. In 2015, McBride received the June Calwood Outstanding Achievement Award for volunteerism, and in 2019, was honored with the Fellowship of Georgian College, a prestigious designation bestowed on individuals who have made an outstanding contribution to education. He was also named a Paul Harris Fellow by the Rotary Foundation of Rotary International. Marshall Green, who met McBride more than three decades ago, said he was drawn to his late friend's generosity, humor and kindness. He was tremendously generous with his time. Despite the fact that he had a very busy business that he was building, he had nothing but extra time for anyone that needed it for the community, Green told Barry Today. He was also a really, really kind person. If someone was in trouble and you were wondering what to do, Tom always had an idea for how to help someone out. In addition to McBride's love for his family, Marshall said his longtime friend seemed to care about nothing more than making Barry a great place to live. I just don't know how things like Gilda's Club would have gotten off the ground without Tom, Green said. It's more than just his enthusiasm, it was his leadership. Ellipsis. He had tremendous ideas. There was nothing he wouldn't do to boost Barry. I can't imagine where we'd be if we didn't have Tom as a leader. He was a terrific family guy along with being a terrific friend and a terrific community booster. I'm not sure how much more of a legacy someone can leave, Green added. McBride was one of the first people Marilyn West Moines met when she came to Barry to take the top post at Georgian College. She told Barry Today she has a heavy heart having to say goodbye to someone who had become one of her closest friends. I was certainly privileged to work with him on our board, but he and his wife, Barb, became dear, close friends, West Moines said, recalling the first day she met him at a board meeting at a local golf course. I still have a memory at Samoro Golf Course. The board had their meeting there and Tom was out on the balcony. I was new to the community and I saw this man out there. I went out and we must have been out there for 15 minutes having this wonderful conversation, she added. That is Tom McBride. Tom can make anybody feel comfortable. He's always got these great stories to tell and always thinking about how the world could be a better place. There wasn't a cause McBride didn't lend his support to in some way, West Moines said. It's more than fair to say we are a better place because of Tom McBride. It's not just the things he built. It's about who he was and how he brought people together to collaborate and figure out innovative solutions on how to solve some of the challenges, she said. We wouldn't have an art gallery in our community, or Gilda's Place, and the college wouldn't be as successful as it is if Tom had not been on the board. Lori Crossan said she and her late husband met McBride through their association with the Chamber of Commerce more than three decades ago and quickly became good friends. He was just always so thoughtful about the things he did, Crossan told Barry Today. He gave so much to this community, but he did it in such a thoughtful way. He always said he was curious. He wanted to do things that were outside of his expertise because he always wanted to learn more. There are so many of us that stay in our lane, and, I loved that. Crossan said she is going to miss her friend's voice and uplifting spirit most of all. He was one of the good ones. His family is obviously going to feel the loss, but this community is going to feel the loss.